At AgConnect Expo, I am visiting with Raven Industries and Ryan Molitor. Ryan, first of all, tell me a little bit about what you're doing for the company.
I'm our marketing supervisor for our applied technology, our precision ag division.
Well, we always like to ask the question, what's new? And so why don't we just start with that, because we've got a lot of farmers coming to this AgConnect Expo, combined with the American Farm Bureau Federation. What's new from Raven that you're showcasing for the farmers attending?
We recently introduced 8 new products, and so we're really showing those off and trying to help educate the farmers that are coming by on different ways that they can improve their operation using different precision tools. So it really starts in the cab with our Invisio Pro 2 field computer, which has an RTK unlock capability, and then it's a complete control field computer. So it controls all the functions of the tractors, from steering, the planter system, and then yield monitoring. It does everything through one console in the cab, allows them to familiarize themselves with that, be comfortable with it, and then they only have one thing to worry about.
I know you've got some of the products on display here, and we know you've got websites that we can go to for information and all that. When it comes to the specific things you would most like farmers to kind of walk away from here with, what are some of the things that you'd like to think they'll find and then take that back home to apply?
I think just a better understanding of how the precision ag tools can improve their operation. You know, you look at just the standpoint of, okay, I can cut down on seed costs and things like that, but there's also other different factors that are helping out, be it operator fatigue, cut down on machine wear and tear, helping them understand the entire picture of how these tools can help them out.
Well, we've had a couple sessions here today, one actually may be taking place right now, one on the use of smartphone technology on the farm, and then another one basically how to build a wireless network for a farm and over a broad area. And it's my understanding that a number of precision companies are employing cellular technology, but you're also, as I understand it, looking at the Wi-Fi component of this, I think, integrating with your equipment?
Our field computers are internet ready. So our product line called Slingshot, a couple of pieces to it. There's the RTK side, so we're delivering RTK corrections through the cell phone network, which, again, just a more efficient way of doing that. But the Field Hub is a wireless modem, so it's using the cell phone towers that are in the area, compatible on any of the networks. And that's bringing high-speed internet into the cab. So once we bring high-speed internet into the cab, it opens up a whole new door for remote support, file transfer, vehicle observation tools. And then, like I said, that's providing internet right to their field computer so they can check commodity prices, weather, whatever they need to do.
Well, you mentioned one critical thing that I thought would be very welcome, because, you know, we talk about all the data collection and things that goes on here, but if you got to unplug a unit, carry it inside, plug it in, transfer, having that internet connection now is allowing you to really cut a step out. Again, it's more time saving. That increases your return on the investment too.
Absolutely. When you eliminate the need for that USB thumb drive, they can send that data instantly. Also, if they're doing prescription work, the data can be sent right to the field computer from the office. So somebody, maybe they forgot file or they loaded it, grabbed the wrong thumb drive, whatever it may be, rather than having the downtime of somebody coming out in a pickup, they can send those job files wirelessly. And then with Slingshot, we're also working with SST. They're developing kind of an ag data standard called AgX. Our Viper Pro field computer and Slingshot are AgX compliant. So that's really going to help clean up the data management side of it, to where you'll be able to pre-populate grower, farm, field, but then also chemical and hybrid information, set it all up, send it out to the field computer wirelessly. That way the operator doesn't have to manipulate any of that data. They just go do their job, send it back wirelessly. It's nice and clean, and it's organized exactly how they want it, and it's really going to help them make better farming decisions for their entire season, not just planting and spraying, but for the whole year.
Well, we're getting ready to look forward to a new planting season here, not too far off, maybe earlier for some than others. But What are the kinds of questions you get hit with here, like at this show? I mean, what do these guys want to know when it comes to what can I do with this and how's it going to help me?
On the planner specifically, we're getting a lot more questions on, okay, what tools are available for my planner? Because the kind of the sprayer side of it, we've got that figured out pretty well. But now it's taking some of that precision technology and applying it to the planner. And that's where our OmniRow system comes in. We won an AE50 award for that. And that's unique in that we use a hydraulic motor and clutch. It's all one unit. And we can go down to individual row control, be it shutoff, but then also variable rate planning, or you can break it into sections. There's a lot of different options available depending upon how big the planner is and what they're wanting to invest. So that's kind of the next phase, I guess, is taking the technology and applying it onto to the planner side. And we've gotten a lot of questions, and you know, this time of year, everybody's thinking about planning, and so they're just coming in and trying to figure out what's best for their operation. And we have different levels depending upon what they've already got on there. So that's been it's been fun to talk about. We're getting real close. So
now, how about a word that I know comes up in this area a lot is compatibility. How would you describe the kinds of products you're making now in terms of what equipment it works with and that kind of thing?
As far as the brands of tractors and things, we're color agnostic, so we want to be able to work with all the different OEMs and try to do your best to fit every application that you can. And you know, nice thing with our stuff is it's separate. So if they change machines or they buy a different planner or a different tractor, they can take our stuff and move it over. And it's pretty simple to do that. So,
now, one other thing I just thought I'd bring up here, because I saw on the Twitter universe here a few little tweets about this, and that is the idea of getting the right kind of support now in the field for this kind of equipment with companies that maybe are selling the equipment, but they're not on the manufacturing side. And yeah, how would you address the concerns some might have in terms of support? Like, I got this thing, it's working, it's not working, what do I do, who do I call?
At Raven, we absolutely pride ourselves on the level of support that we offer, not only our dealership, but also an end user customer. A farmer can call us direct. With these products, and especially as you talk about the planner stuff, it's very important because it's a small window, and that's the most important part of the season. So we have some pretty intense training that our dealers they go to. They don't only go to that; they have to go to that. It's a requirement to be able to sell the products. We understand the support level that you need, and then you know if they're using the Slingshot system, our dealers or Raven can remotely access that field computer. So if a farmer calls us and he's got the field hub in there, we can just log in and see exactly what he sees. So it's really going to cut down on downtime. And a lot of it comes down to just education. They're new to the field computer. They're not familiar with it. So rather than waiting for an hour or whatever for a service truck to come out and show them, we can walk them through and see everything that they see and show them exactly how to make an adjustment or whatever they need to do.
Right. Well, I think that is welcome news to a lot of farmers out there who are, you know, because let's face it, farmers are early adopters of new technology, but like everybody else, there's a learning curve to a new equipment, new software, and really support, I think, is more important maybe than it ever has been at this point. Well, thank you very much, Ryan Molitor with Raven Industries. We've been visiting, talking about what's new for the farmers that are coming out to see him here at the show. And from Ag Connect Expo, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.